You are about to hear the best of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. This episode was recorded on
October 4th, 2007,
with our musical guest,
Andrea Witkins, and Ray Don Chong.
Regardless of when this episode was recorded, you are hearing it now, or are about to, and you would do yourself a profound service to invest what you are about to hear with all the intention you can muster.
It's 2 p.m. and the stars are aligned, so it must be time for the Radio 8 Ball Show with Andras Jones.
Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, the pop oracle, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards or shaking a musical 8 ball. My name is Andras Jones, and I'm the host of Radio 8 Ball. I like to think of this show, whether it's on the radio or live on stage, as calisthenics for the part of our mind that recognizes synchronicity. Synchronicity, after all, is not a sporadic phenomenon. It's a constant, and sometimes we notice it. When we do, our lives get richer and more fun. And when we use music as an interface, well, that's just plain groovy. Throughout the show, I invite you to invest the questions asked with your own intentions and start thinking of a question you might like to ask when we open up the phone lines in the second half of the show. Today's musical provider is Seattle singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins, and later in the show we will be joined by writer, actress, and visionary Ray Don Chong. Whether you are a first-time listener or one of our die-hard synchronicity surfers, the Pop Oracle is sure to have some surprises in store for you today, so stay tuned to the Radio 8 Ball Show.
This hour of the Radio 8 Ball Show on Alternative Talk 1150 AM was brought to you by the Olympia Cloud Council, providing overcast skies to the state capital since 1970.
Where do you get cutting-edge information that's free from the gloom and doom of the mainstream media? Reality Sandwich is a web magazine for these times of intense transition. We cover sustainability to shamanism, alternate realities to alternative energy, holistic healing to visionary technologies, helping to build the world we all dream of. Check out news, art, essays, interviews, podcasts, and more from contributors like Daniel Pinchbeck, Douglas Rushkoff, DJ Spooky, The Yes Men, and Radio 8 Ball's own Andras Jones. Just go to realitysandwich.com and help us evolve consciousness bite by bite.
This is Daniel Pinchbeck, and you're listening to Radio 8 Ball with Andras Jones.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random. Our musical guest on today's show is singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins, who will be performing on November 1st at the Columbia City Theater. Welcome to Radio 8 Ball, Andrea.
Thank you. It's so good to be here.
We've been trying to get you on the show for a long time. You're a very busy person.
Yes, but today it's in the stars, I think.
It is. It is. So you understand how the show works.
Yes.
You have a list of songs numbered 1 through 8.
I do.
And we're going to ask questions and then pick a number, and then you'll play the song next to that number. And I haven't seen your list.
Nope.
I've gone out of my way not to see it,
yep.
Haven't I?
So yep.
There's no cheating here.
Absolutely none.
We don't need to, because it works so beautifully. This is all based on synchronicity, and you know, you can try this out at home. People who are listening, ask a question, pick a CD at random, play it on shuffle function. You'll get a powerful message from the universe. So I have a question. I'm full of questions. I got lots of questions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with the question I was going to ask before, that I was talking about before. Now, Andrea is you're born Canadian.
Yes.
And that's a great thing. I have major Canuck envy. I've always, not always, but in most of my adult life, I've wanted to be a Canadian. When I was a touring singer-songwriter, that was the place where people always used to, you know, most resonate with my music, where I get the best audiences. And I guess my question is, will I ever be a Canadian citizen?
Okay.
By marriage or just by the Canadian government asking me, you know, or maybe going into exile. However, I don't really care how, but will I ever be in my life be a citizen of the great nation of Canada? And would you play song number 3 as the answer to that question?
Very interesting.
Thank you.
corners. I know better than that. You gotta hand it to me. Someone called my name, but I knew better. I know better than worldly conversations breeding fantasies. You know the ones I mean, they bring you to your knees. Well, I know better. Northern girls get tangled up in southern stories. Eastern boys go west and keep on going. Take a chance, take the darkest alley you can find. There's always something better, yeah. I know better than waking at the witching hour. I know better than that. Just close your eyes and someone calls your name. Well, I know better. Northern girls get tangled up in southern stories. Eastern boys go west and keep on going. Take a chance, take the darkest alley you can find. There's always something better.
Beautiful. What's the name of that song?
That's called I Know Better.
I Know Better. And mm-hmm. That was the answer to my question, will I ever get Canadian citizenship?
It's pretty telling.
Yeah. Do you want to give me your interpretation of that first, or do you want to hear what I think first?
Well, so, you know, what this song means to me, and so, you know, that my interpretation comes out of that, is it's kind of, you know, going into the unknown and all that that entails, all the kind of wicked, naughty things, as well as, you know, the positive things about, you know, taking dark alleys and finding something better.
Mm-hmm.
But also the kind of, you know, knowing that you're maybe not doing something on the beaten path.
Yeah.
As well. Then there's also the whole geographical thing of, you know, northern girls get tangled up in southern stories. And
yeah.
That was kind of more about like me leaving Canada.
Right.
I mean, I wrote that lyric about leaving Canada, coming to the States.
But I could be the southern story that a northern girl could get caught up
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I actually, and I am, although I grew up on the West Coast, my family's from the East, so
yeah.
I have that whole East-West
yep.
thing going, too.
Yep. Yeah, and it's all about that pull that, you know, that takes you elsewhere, wherever that is. For me, it was South. For you, it might be North, or maybe it's Eastern boys going West. You know, it's that pull where you might have to battle yourself and others to go somewhere new, but that, you know, in the end, it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. There were a couple of other things that I thought there. The thing about I know better than hanging around these corners. I think about some of the neighborhoods I've hung out in and played music in Vancouver are close to the same neighborhoods that are patrolled by the ladies of the evening.
Yeah.
So, and the whole song had this sort of seductive, you know, seductive mm-hmm. witchy quality, which mm-hmm. I sort of associate with Canada yeah. in a certain way.
Yeah.
And so I could definitely feel it calling me.
Yeah.
But then at the end, when you were saying no better, no better, it also made me think, well, maybe Canada is actually, you know, that I idealize Canada, that Canada is actually no better.
That is so funny that you say that, because I get that all the time from friends, people who have Canada envy. And I think, well, you know, we have rednecks in Canada, too, actually, you know, or not everybody's, you know, open minded. And
yeah, but they aren't as heavily armed. Yeah. As, right. As our
or
rednecks.
Maybe. Yeah. I actually did, well, you know, the Michael Moore movie, didn't they say that they actually are even more heavily armed, but maybe don't use as much? I don't know.
Yeah.
That Bowling for Columbine movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, I often feel like that because I grew up in Canada and I love Canada and I am very proud of Canada. But I also, Canada has an everyday and a whole spectrum of people and a whole spectrum of places and things that are cool and things that are not so cool. And I see a lot of my American friends thinking that Canada is maybe utopia. And I think, well, yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's also a North American country.
It's utopia if you're sick.
Yeah. That's true.
If you're sick or if you have kids who you want to be well educated.
Yeah, but I love Canada. I don't want that to come off as...
Or if you're a musician and you want to be get some government subsidy. Are you eligible to get like that Canadian arts money?
I think some of it you need to be a resident mm-hmm. because which makes sense. I mean, you know, you have to be in the country paying taxes to be, you know, putting into those programs, but some of it is just by citizenship.
I love that country.
Yeah.
Dang.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, I hope that Canada sings such a beautiful siren song to me and brings me there
yeah.
with that. I thought that was great.
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking forward to the next songs we have here. So that is how Radio 8 Ball works. And in just a few moments, we are going to be joined by writer and actress Raydon Chong, who is a longtime friend of the show. And just a bit after that, we'll be giving out the numbers during the next break, so you can call in when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes Olympia singer-songwriter Jenny Jenkins and her vivid songs of heartbreak and desire.
Hey, laser beam, cut me in half in a sexy way.
Open your mind to the Pop Oracle and your ears to Jenny Jenkins, Thursday, October 11th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center.
But it feels so pure, your hands on my skin. Scream open all the doors.
Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Who or what is Shmushkin?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Shmushkin. This is my... call.
Discovered by comedian Andy Dick and often described as a cross between James Taylor and Lenny Bruce, Shmushkin is a mysterious folk icon who calls what he does women's music. Listen as he delivers his audacious paeans to the goddess with one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
So long ago.
Currently living in exile, Shmushkin can be heard at www.myspace.com/Shmushkin.
Your mom was in porn, if your mom was in porn, it was probably before you were born.
I was so lonely.
Please do your part to make America safe for Shmushkin, and one day he will return.
The jack-o'-lantern looked at me and I responded accordingly.
This is Sandman the Rapping Cowboy, and Radio 8 Ball taught me to ride bull.
Get current weather, traffic, and news. Visit 1150kknw.com and stay informed with Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting the randomly chosen songs as the answers to the questions, like picking musical tarot cards. I'm your host, Andras Jones, here with Seattle singer-songwriter Andrea Witkins. And now I'd like to welcome our special guest, Raydon Chong. Welcome to the show, Raydon.
Thank you, Andras. I'm happy to be here.
I should say welcome back You've been on this show now. We've done two or three different times on the show.
And has it been three?
Yeah, once we did once on the Olympia show, and now is your second time on the Seattle show. And it's always a blast. I always love hearing your voice.
Thank you.
On the radio. So what have you been up to lately? Anything
at
fun
moment,
to share with us?
I've been rewriting a script at National Lampoon, essentially, and that I think I'm going to be directing. And I'm rewriting another script that I'm hoping to do after this next one. So I've been a director writer lately.
That's great. You know, I'm doing some work with National Lampoon right now too, with a guy who I write music for named Shmushkin. We're going to be putting up some videos of his. Later in the month.
On their website?
Yeah.
On their big website?
Yeah. Through YouTube and National Lampoon.
That's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how much money they have, but they're definitely fun to hang out with. And it is National Lampoon, so I feel like it's, you know, props, respect, you know.
The most recognized name in comedy. In American comedy, I guess, is what they, that's how they
advertise. Yeah, and both of my films are comedy, so. I feel like I'm in good hands anyway so far.
So, do you have a question for the Pop Oracle?
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Will we ever have peace, worldwide peace on Earth?
Will we ever have worldwide peace? Okay.
On Earth.
And would you pick a number between 1 and 8 that is not 3?
7.
Song number 7 will now be played by Andrea Witkin, so please stay on the line. When the song's over, we'll come back and figure out how it answers your question.
Okay.
10,000 miles away, I saw it coming. Just a speck on my eye. I should have just left it there. On the horizon, but where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that? Every day can take you farther at the whim of a wanderlust until you stopped in your tracks and you try to go back. Did I go too far? Did I open up a corner of my heart that hadn't seen the light? And now I won't go back into the night. Well, that's the hardest part. You can't go back to where you started when you go too far. Who took lid and sealed it up, poor Pandora. Put a spell on the prize. I should have just left the box back in the corner. But where's the fun in that? Where's the fun in that? You in a fleet of fantasies like you'd never seen, until you're sailing away. Did you wish you would stay? Did you go too far? Did you open up a corner of your heart that hadn't seen the light? And now it won't go back into the night. Well, that's the hardest part. You can't go back to where you started. The bittersweetest part. You can't go back to where you started when you go too far. The bittersweetest part. you can't go back to where you started when you go too far. Did I go too far?
And what was the name of that song?
Did You Go Too Far?
Did You Go Too Far from Andrea Witkin's. The answer to Radon Chong's question, will we ever have worldwide peace on Earth?
It says, I go too far. The question was just way too far. That's what I get.
Yeah.
No is the answer. No.
Really? What did you think, Andrea?
Well, you know, here's my pessimistic interpretation of that would be, I was thinking, did you go too far in terms of, you know, the whole kernel of when the war started, that it's just kind of gone, spiraled off beyond belief, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of how long it's gone on. The optimistic thing, and the song feels a little bit more optimistic, is a little more tender, would be the minute you open your heart to the idea of peace, there's kind of no going back on it. Or, you know, once you decide that that's something that you want, or that you're, you know, thinking more with peace and love in your heart, that how could you ever go back to anything else? But I think it goes both ways. I mean, you know, I talk about Pandora's box in there, too.
Well, it's interesting. You talk about Pandora's box, but you also say, there are some lines there, you say, who took the lid and sealed it up?
Mm-hmm.
Poor Pandora.
Poor
and
Pandora.
That made me think of hermetic sealing, which makes me think of the Greek mythology and the character Hermes, who is the Olympian god of boundaries and travelers and literature and poetry and athletics and weights and measures and invention. You know, so I thought I heard that. But I also, at the very beginning, when you said 10,000 miles away, I saw it coming.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, yeah, when you initially said, will there ever be worldwide peace on Earth? I was like, yeah, once we're all wiped out. Once human beings are all wiped out, and there'll be a, you know, just 10,000 miles away, there's
one cockroach.
Or like a meteor, gigantic meteor that starts off as a speck and then crashes into the...
Well, I was going to say, you know, there's a couple moments in history that say when we have had world peace on this planet, Earth, but it was when it was a pretty small population. And so... Maybe that is the answer. Yes, we will have it. We will have it, but it will probably be not how we imagine it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the song is saying you can't go back to where you started. So it's not like we're going to be able to have the kind, you know, a kind of peace that we can can remember.
You know, it's so funny. Can I tell you what my first question was going to be?
Yeah.
I've struggled today. I was thinking. My original question was going to be, if we don't forgive people, do we experience them again and again into eternity? So that would have been a harder question. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't forgive someone, if you hold a beef against someone, does that mean that we're stuck with them? Like, in other words...
Or their sort for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That was my first question. That I thought, that might be too personal or too awkward. So then I thought, well, you know, the other thing is will we ever see world peace? It's something I wonder.
I think it's great that you're contemplating these big issues while writing a National Lampoon script.
Hey, you know what I think? I think it's this macro-micro. There's micro moments in all things, and comedy is out of tragedy.
Yeah.
And the world, and you know, the thing I'm digging right now with all this horrendous tragedy and this, you know, ridiculous government we have and this like bogus election and these like so-so candidates and this, you know, ridiculous, you know, I mean, I just think the dirt under the carpet of this administration is going to just overwhelm us. I think we're going to be so shocked. And I think the lawmakers and all the guys that are sitting in Congress and the Senate are going to be in shock. They won't know how to. And I think that Bush, Cheney, and his cronies and his father and James Baker are going to hide. They're all going to move to Mars. I mean, because they're going to be in trouble, or they won't be prosecuted and will sit there going, "It's so bad, we can't do anything about it." It's, you know, I feel like our country is suffering from massive abuse. Dad's an abuser, and we don't know, and Mom doesn't want to know about it. And it's just like, wow. So I feel like as a writer, I get so much leeway now because, you know, normally they say, oh, that would never happen. Oh, that would never. Now it's like, oh, yeah, that could happen.
Yeah.
Now when I write, it's like, oh, yeah, that could happen.
Imagine who is it? I was reading something about Robert Anton Wilson, who wrote the Illuminatus trilogy. And he was saying that when he was writing it, his name was Bob Shea, the guy he was writing with, that they just tried to think of the most wild and out there conspiracy theories that they had heard of or could imagine. And in the years after it came out, they found out that a lot of the things that they just thought were total flights of fancy were actually true. Yeah, and happening.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary, actually, because, you know, as helpful as that whole book and simplistic as the secret stuff is, you know, and I don't necessarily, I mean, I think anything that makes people feel good is good. And if it helps people to, you know, achieve their dreams, it's good. I don't know necessarily if all of the things The Secret says, I don't know if I 100% back it, but I do like a lot of the people involved. But my point is that it sort of says, you know, if we can think it, it can be. So that's pretty massive. And, I sit back and I look at our government and I look at the things, you know, like the black box voting issues. You know, I don't know if you've seen the documentary Hacking Democracy, but I highly recommend it to the viewers. People listening to us. And do you know about that? About the Diebold voting machines and the whole thing. And that lady, by the way, I forget her name, but I love you. And she's from Seattle. She's a housewife. She downloaded the secrets to the Diebold voting machines, and they're just crooked. It's corruptible. And it shows me that our worst fears in terms of the fundamentalists, the evangelicals, the closeted, conservative senators who are in charge of us, the people that we don't pay attention to in this liberal left world or universe we may all live in, these people are really strong and they really do want to take over the world. And they have done a very good job of taking over our leadership in this country. And us liberal, crunchy, you know, Birkenstock hippies, we've got to get our asses in gear because it's tough out there. It's really tough out there. And I don't know about you, but I don't like the way we're going.
Yeah. I don't think you'd find a lot of disagreement from here, but we're going to be able to find that out because we're going to be back for more Radio 8 Ball in just a minute. But now it's your turn, listeners out there, to call in and ask a question of the Pop Oracle. Maybe you want to ask a question about where we're going as a world or where you're just going as an individual. The number here is 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527, or toll free in the Western Washington area at 888-298-5569. Call in and join the conversation here with Ray Don Chong and Andrea Whitkins. Ask a question from your heart, and your answer will surely be true when we return with more Radio 8 Ball.
When Radio 8 Ball isn't on the air, I like to visit the online oracle at radio8ball.com, where there's always an answer, and sometimes I can sing along with it.
Oh, person, person, we're really missing you. It breaks all of our hearts to know that you just want to come on home. So come on home, the telephone, it just doesn't seem to.
The Radio 8 Ball Show welcomes Olympia singer-songwriter Jenny Jenkins and her vivid songs of heartbreak and desire.
Hey, laser beam, cut me in half in a sexy way.
Open your mind to the Pop Oracle and your ears to Jenny Jenkins, Thursday, October 11th at the Capitol Hill Arts Center.
But it feels so pure, your hands on my skin. Scream open all the doors.
Tickets available at brownpapertickets.com.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And we're back for more Radio 8 Ball, where we answer questions by picking songs at random and interpreting these songs like musical tarot cards. Our guests are Seattle singer-songwriter Andrea Whitkins and visionary writer-actress Ray Don Chong. And in just a moment, we will be taking your calls at 425-373-5527. Again, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in the Western Washington area at 888
888-298-5569. And while we are awaiting calls or just entertaining you with our voices, let's check back in here with Ray Dawn and Andrea. While we were off the air, there was a very random conversation that got started here. I guess Ray Dawn was curious if Andrea was related to a photographer who takes... who's the photographer you were talking about?
Joel Witkin.
Joel Witkin, and he is a photographer who photographs cadavers? Is that
well, no. His artwork is... he does surreal photography in which he uses cadavers, parts of cadavers. So he'll use a torso and stuff it with beautiful flowers, and he'll put some inanimate, beautiful objects from childhood near, whether it's a skull, a head, a person's head, or a torso. And he takes things that we normally would be horrified to see, and he makes beauty out of it. And it's black and white, and it's really rich. It's fantastic.
I would love that.
I think... I don't know if it matters, but Richard Gere is a big collector of them. I think it's like Joel Ethan Witkin. He lives in New Mexico. He's outrageous.
Well, it was interesting because when you mentioned that, it turns out Andrea is not related. The spelling of the names is different.
Yeah.
And you can find out the spelling of both of our guests' names if you go to radio8ball.com and check out the blog about them, and you can click on links to find out more about who they are and what they do. But when this was brought up, Andrea mentioned that one of your dreams in life.
One of my dreams is to play a cadaver, in a film or on TV.
And I'm curious about that. Why?
Here's why. It's an interesting... Here's why. I can put it into, like one sentence nutshell. How often is it that you can be in such a dramatic situation but have to have no acting skills at all? No, I mean, that's not my only... I'm a big fan of, what Ray Dawn is describing in the photos sounds beautiful. That's something that I would completely love. And I'm also a big fan of crime TV, crime movies, intrigue. And I'm also kind of, a beginner, actress. So, and I figure like that would be a good, starting level to start with cadavers.
Oh, first of all, you're not a beginner actress, because if you can sing, singing is acting. Acting is singing in a way,
Well, thank you.
I think they're really related. you interpret songs. You help us feel. You take us down a lane of communication that is just fantastic, and it's just cloaked in these fantastic tunes and sounds and noise.
Oh, thank you.
Acting's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just the melody's silent, and it's emotional. It's an emotional range, choral range, And that's why acting and music is very similar.
Yeah.
Whenever you need the lines, you do it. Sometimes you sing it.
Yeah.
If you want to learn a lot of lines. Didn't you do that, Andres, when you were acting?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
To learn like really wedgy, lots of words that are stuck together. Sometimes writers don't make sense, but you have to learn it anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You sing it.
And find something truthful in it.
Shakespeare. Look at Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. All those, iambic pentameter.
It's musical.
So you are an actor, okay?
She is. But this does lead us to a question. I mean, she comes here with, Andrea comes here with a question about her burgeoning acting career.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a question out for you, and then you can tell me if this resonates for you or change it.
Okay.
But a question might be will you get the opportunity to experience your dream first acting gig as a cadaver is there a particular show or
joke that I always say is that with all these CSIs that are out, I mean they must need so many cadavers all the time that would be my first job application, but it really could be. I actually Sue Corcoran, who filmed my first music video, I have a joke with her too that I want her to film my death scene. I mean not my real death scene, but like a faux death scene. I just think that'd be very cathartic. So it could be.
I've died a lot of different ways. I've died like 7 ways.
Yeah, I've
and I got to tell you, it is cathartic.
Yeah.
Because once you watch yourself die
in
Technicolor, it kind of takes away any of the fear.
And especially if there's a battle leading up to it where you're actually fighting for your life. I'm really intrigued with that. So
well, so now you're getting out of the role of just being a cadaver. Now you
want to
be.
Yeah, now see, you notice how quickly I inserted real acting chops in there.
See,
and then I want to scream while running up the stairs and have my my heel grab.
Listen, babe, we just hired you as a body, a dead body.
Just lay still. Don't breathe.
So so the question would be, will you get the opportunity to, at the very least, play a cadaver in a crime show at some point?
I would love that question.
So, Radon, why don't you help and pick the number?
I'd like to pick number four.
Number four.
Number four.
The answer to the question, will Andrea get to play a dead person?
This actually, coincidentally, is the song that I did my music video to.
Oh.
You can come to me like a saint. Trapdoor escapade. A-O-K. Hold me down. I may just love you. You can come to me in the night. Proposition me. I just might take it south. Oh, will you fall? Oh, boy was just an afterthought and down to Mexico. All right. Never got the chance to tell you that I need you so. Off you go like the ghost of a guy that I know, that I know. You're a tricky one. I don't care. Come on, track me down anywhere. Oh, go on now. You almost had me. Alibi was just an afterthought and down to Mexico. All right. I never got the chance to tell you that I need you so. Off you go like the ghost of a guy that I know. That I know. Easy come but never goes away so easily. Ain't it sweet? Sting me like a bee or leave me be. We're gonna get it down eventually. Eventually, yeah. Oh, the boy was just an afterthought and down to Mexico. Alright. I never got the chance to tell you that I need you so. Off you go like the ghost of a guy that I. Off you go like the ghost of a guy that I. Off you go.
What was the name of that song?
Alibi was just an afterthought and down to Mexico, all right.
That's a really, it's a long title.
It is. I mean, I usually call it Alibi, but on the record, it's listed as the full title.
Alibi was
just
an afterthought
and down to Mexico, all right.
Wow. So that was the answer to the question, will you ever get the opportunity to play a cadaver in a crime drama of
mm-hmm.
some kind.
And I think that all signs point to yes.
Yeah.
That one,
I do too. Well, yeah. The music was pretty dramatic.
Yeah. Well, and it also, like, I know when I was writing this, I really did have a lot of thoughts of kind of underworld and spirits and, you know, the whole trapdoor escapade. You know, that's kind of me considering myself going down. I was in a dark place, you mm-hmm. know, and that's like, I definitely was not thinking of a literal trapdoor. I was thinking of, you know, underworld mm-hmm. stuff. So, and there's a lot of spirits, kind of the whole juxtaposition of saints and, you know, underworld. And, yeah, there's a lot of kind of spookiness in this song for me.
But you know what, you guys? I always find it funny that we consider death to be dark. And mm-hmm. I have a feeling it's exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
That it's like this huge parade of just light.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that it's a swinging party, and when we go to the other side or when we transition, that it's just so groovy. Because something tells me that our belief in death is similar to believing that the world is flat. Mm-hmm. And I would like to think that we get it backwards. We should probably cry when we're born, and we should probably be just giggling and all joy when we pass.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the event that there isn't ever any peace on Earth because it's just the vibration of this planet, then wouldn't you think that the transition might be something maybe yeah. not necessarily dark and bad?
Yeah.
But not to say dark is bad, because I'm dark, and I like to think of myself as being very good.
Uh-huh.
But,
and you are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There were a couple of lines there that I thought was interesting in terms of the question. There was that line about you can track me down anywhere, which mm-hmm. made me think of the detective aspect
mm-hmm.
of
yeah.
one of these stories. So, like, you might start off as a cadaver, but then mm-hmm. the detective is tracking you down in the
yeah.
story and how you got to be
yep.
that cadaver. And then
and also death is an alibi that we don't die.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Especially if you're just playing a cadaver. You definitely
yeah.
don't.
Because you get to get up.
Yeah.
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 And then that whole thing of you're a tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There, it just made me think of the Mr. Grinch, if you're a tricky
mm-hmm.
one,
yeah.
Mr.
Yeah.
Grinch. And so
yeah.
it made me think that it might happen. You might be in like the, I don't know if Law & Order has Christmas episodes.
They
but,
should.
But, you know. A Christmas Killing?
Oh, what about Dexter? We're kind of liking Dexter because it's just so dark.
Really?
And yet so good.
Oh, I've heard a lot of people that like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's really intense. He kills a lot of bad guys, and then there's a lot of... It's all about that. This, Dexter. It's a pretty good show.
Yeah. Someone was telling me about that.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's a little bit even some ways, because it's got a little bit of a camp thing going on.
Oh, I would definitely like
I think it's
like
kind
it
of then. More evolved even than just a continuous diet of CSI, which...
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing that so many people like it. But I figured out why. I figured out why yesterday, why CSI is so popular.
Interesting that you were thinking about this just yesterday, and here we are discussing
I
it
know.
Today.
But you want to hear why? Synchronicity. Do you
want to
hear why it's popular?
Why.
Yes.
Because we love puzzles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And closure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we like to figure out the why of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a giant why show. Why did this happen?
Yeah.
Who was involved?
And it's a why that doesn't relate to your own life. I find myself kind of escaping in there going, yeah, you know, this is dealing with an awful, grisly crime, but at least it's not my life. And it's a puzzle that's very outside of my whole world. I mean, it couldn't be farther in a lot of ways, thankfully. So, yeah, it is. It's the why, but it's also an escapist why. It's not like, why do I exist? You know, it's like, why... Is this, cheerleader in Vegas dead?
I wonder about that. I wonder if it's really that we are attracted to these shows, or if
I think we like to solve puzzles.
Yeah, well, there's that. But then I also kind of, I have a feeling that, that the growth of these, of the CSI Law & Order kind of shows coincides with a lot of the political things that have been going on in this country, starting, particularly with the first Bush administration and sort of the fearful police state sort of
mm-hmm.
Propaganda. You know, just be afraid,
mm-hmm.
be afraid, and trust the wheels of justice to solve
yeah.
these things and
to
work
see
them
good
out.
And evil battle on a weekly basis and have good. Hopefully prevail
and have the good
in
usually
such an obvious way. Yeah.
And the good are the cynical cops who assume that everyone else is guilty. And it's this sort of over, continuous story that, be afraid, don't trust your neighbors. And,
but you want to hear the wildest
first.
Thing?
Yeah. What?
You guys want to hear something interesting? I just flew over America. I did a big tour from the East Coast to the West Coast in a small plane. So we were we averaged, let's say, 9,000 feet above the earth. And over the United States, one thing I noticed is that people are good and they love their farms. They love their homes. This country is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That people have a quality of life that is extremely high. The majority of people are very, very, very well off. and that well-being is the dominant reality. So think about that, the dominant reality. Like if you fly over this country, you have to search for bad places. In other words, just in general. So I just wanted to put that out there, that this country is rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're doing really well.
So I want to try and get, you know, try and get one more question in here. Do we have time? Do we have time? Maybe. Let's
Did anyone call in or did we talk too much?
Oh, we talked too much, but that's fine.
Everybody who's tried to call in.
That's fine. No, that's why we have we have such special people here. so I'm going to ask one question really quickly. And
okay. My
question is, has to do with what you were just talking about is, how can we get, you know, if life is generally good in America, how can we experience that more and not live in the sort of fearful reality that has us giving away our power on a daily basis to the people who want to scare us? So,
okay.
Song number 8.
I've got slightest notions. They say you are the one. 2, 3, 4, 5 and counting. And when you're inches from me, or off my hemisphere, this pleasure's for the measuring. Lately, everything is relative to you. Maybe all the laws of gravity will change their minds, and all that binds us to tragedy, yeah. You feel like revolution. You feel like every day, matter of fact and rough and tumble. Oh. And when I'm feeling cryptic, can't seem to crack the code, make sense of all the rumble. Lately, to you, maybe all the laws of gravity will change their minds, and all that binds us to tragedy. Someone's counting all our days, facts and figures every hour. The only number I hold true, distance from you to me.
And what was the name of that song?
Everything is relative to you.
Everything is relative to you. And that was the answer to my question. How can we be more present to the goodness of our lives instead of falling prey to the fear-mongering of those who would control us? Now, we have to do this very quickly. Can Radon, you going to give us like your 30-second interpretation of how that? Did we lose you?
No, I'm here, sweetie. I think it's self-explanatory. You did it beautifully just then.
I thought it was pretty good.
Just everything's relative to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved the line, maybe all the laws of gravity will change their minds.
And all that binds us to tragedy.
All that binds us to tragedy. I think that was pretty perfect. You think so,
yeah.
Andrea?
Yeah, I'm stunned at the accuracy of the Radio 8 Ball, actually.
I know. Isn't it magical?
It really is magical. I didn't know what to expect. It's like, wow.
Well, I hope we'll get a chance to have both of you back again in the
not-too-distant future. Oh, Andrea, any old time. You're so sweet. It's really fun to do this.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. And that brings us to the end of the divination part of the Radio 8 Ball Show. But please stick around and hear what we have in store for you in upcoming episodes of the Radio 8 Ball Show when we return. If you like what you're hearing and you want another chance to participate, a two-hour non-commercial version of Radio 8 Ball can be heard Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. on KAOS in Olympia, Washington, with me and my co-host, Tammy T, playing CDs on shuffle function as the answers to your questions. Give us a shake, Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at 89.3 FM in Olympia or at www.kaosradio.org.
Are you a self-employed pro who's just a little sick of the soul-crushing loneliness of trying to launch your own business? Meet Biznik.com, where progressive, independent pros close deals and learn valuable and profitable skills. As AboutUs.com says, no matter what your profession, if you're passionate about pursuing constructive and long-term business relationships, Biznik is the place for you. And the first 100 lucky listeners who join Biznik and enter 8Ball as their special code will get a free one-month active membership upgrade. So visit Biznik.com. That's B-I-Z-N-I-K. Biznik. Business networking that doesn't suck.
He had cut himself off from everybody and withdrawn so completely into himself.
Theater Underground presents the award-winning stage adaptation of Dostoevsky's classic, Crime and Punishment.
For some time, he had ceased to concern himself with everyday affairs.
Seattle Times calls the 90-minute production ferocious and hard-hitting, while the PI raves that the performances are potent.
Listen to all her chatter about triviality.
Crime and Punishment runs Friday to Sundays at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at CapitolHillArts.com.
And then to have to extricate himself, lying and making excuses.
How would your life be different if you had the guidance of a psychic, intuitive, medium, or energy healer? And how exciting would it be to discover your own inherent spiritual gifts of intuition and wisdom? Find out when you tune in to our enlightening talk radio show, Sage, Spirit, Angels, and Guides Entertainment, every Friday at noon on 1150 AM KKNW and streaming live on the internet at sageradioshow.com. Call in, speak with sages from around the world, and receive guided insight for your life. Don't just imagine the possibilities, live them.
You have been listening to a rebroadcast of Radio 8 Ball on Alternative Talk 1150 AM. For more on Radio 8 Ball, please visit our site at www.radio8ball.com. I'd like to thank
Andrea Witkins, Ray Don Chong,
and especially our engineer, Eric Ryder. Until next time, I'm your host, Andras Jones, wishing you lots of spine-tingling synchronicities, connections with the natural world, and all the inspiration you can handle.
Do you like this show? I do, and I love making it for you. If you'd like to support Radio 8 Ball, please take part in our continuing Patreon campaign by pledging $8 or more a month to our explorations of music and synchronicity here on Radio 8 Ball, and receive one of our synchromistic gifts as a thank you. The address is patreon.com/radio8ball. That's patreon.com/radio8ball. Thank you for your attention and for your support.